Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, hour number two. Lowell Ponte is here. And Lowell, what is your latest article?
My latest article, as you may have seen, well, actually, there are two.
I saw that.
One is, would Democrats wreck America to win in 2020? But that is a short article pointing toward a longer white paper coming out later this week called 2019, The Economic Consequences of Politics. I did with Craig Smith, the question about of that article is, Democrats are now desperate. They may not be able to defeat Trump any other way, and if that's the case, they're going to try to defeat him economically. Sounds
strange. You mean to trash the world the American economy?
Well, I mean, as Bill Maher said on HBO, their resident comic, the other day, the way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Remember, as long as the economy is good, he's likely to be reelected in 2020. So please, said Maher, bring on the recession. Sorry if that hurts people, but a recession is a survivable event. What Trump is doing to this country is not. Well, actually, it's quite survivable to the country. What Trump succeeding would be fatal to is the Democratic Party. Because if you note, back before the 2018 vote, the American people had thrown out Democrat control of the House, of the Senate, and of the White House. And this is for a political party, the Democrats, who win by being able to give away free government goodies, welfare money and the like. Well, if they have no more power, if their vote can't determine who gets a welfare check or whatever, then they don't have the ability to give away those free goodies to buy votes. And if they can't buy votes, most people don't really want to vote for Democrats. I mean, they are scum, after all, when it comes right down to it.
Right.
As was witnessed this week by the meeting in the White House between Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer.
Right.
In which Trump basically said, well, we need openness and so on. Nancy Pelosi kept saying, why don't you get the press out of here and we'll be able to talk? And Trump basically said to her, well, why don't you just talk with the press here? Why don't you just say openly, honestly, what Democrats really are planning to do?
Right.
Or really negotiating over? Do you really defend the idea of leaving our border unprotected against an infinite flood? And recent research that we found out in the last week or so is that 153 million people in the world want to come to the United States. If the Democrats take down the barriers, as they're doing, we will be flooded with enough people to drown our welfare state a dozen times over.
Right. It'll be worse than Venezuela is what will happen.
Sure, absolutely. It will be like Sweden times 10. And in Sweden, the people there have discovered to their horror that by letting in millions of Muslims, they have people who will attack their women on the streets and will demand every kind of welfare payment imaginable from the Swedish taxpayers while not really paying much tax themselves. So it's just destroying the country. Something I wrote about 2 years ago in Money, Morality, and the Machine, I mean, we talk about the Scandinavian welfare states as being this miracle that can be duplicated elsewhere in the world. No, it can't be duplicated. The reason it can't is they represent a very specific monoculture, a very high work ethic white people, who have a whole set of Lutheran values and work ethic and so on, who will produce, even if they're not getting welfare, they will keep paying into a welfare state. But if they open that and say, anybody who wants free welfare, come on in, their welfare state dies overnight. And that's virtually what's happening now in Scandinavia. Oh, except Denmark. Denmark has suddenly seen the light and said, any aliens who come into our country, we will make a place for you. We'll make it on a small island that we have that's used for germ research. And you can go live there, but you can't live in Copenhagen. You can't live in our major cities.
Wow. I guess the Vikings have finally got it, at least the Denmarkian Vikings.
Well, but have we? I mean, why does any American ever consider voting for Democrats anymore? And that, of course, is why they need to cheat. Well, that's why they had to pull out all the strings and use every kind of deception and dishonesty possible in the 2018 election. That's why you had so many Republicans who were reelected to Congress in California, and then over the next few days or week, suddenly votes from nowhere just kept arriving by the thousands or tens of thousands until their vote total was overwhelmed. And Democrats won all those races. But anybody looking at the contest knows that the Democrats were cheating.
Right.
The Democrats have modified the law in California to provide a thing called vote harvesting. And what basically it allows the Democratic Party, which is the only party left in California, it's a one-party state now, they just mail out mail-in ballots to every registered Democrat or likely Democrat in the state. They mail not just one ballot, but up to five per Democrat family. And then they send people called vote harvesters out to knock on their door. And they get to the door of someone who half speaks English, and the vote harvester knocks and says to them in Spanish, if need be, we're here to collect your ballots. Oh, we have not filled out our ballots yet. That's okay. You give them to us. You sign them. We'll take care of filling them out. And these vote harvesters, this is illegal, by the way, in most states. California legalized it 2 years ago.
Wow.
So basically, they can manufacture as many votes as they want. And under California law, their Democrat Secretary of State has held that to be qualified to vote, you don't need to be a citizen. You
right.
just need to be a resident. However you came to reside here, whether by sneaking across the border or whatever, doesn't matter. If you are a resident, you can vote, and they will count your ballot.
Wow.
And that means Republicans will never be able to regain power in California, a state where one-third of all America's welfare recipients live, where more than a quarter of all the illegal aliens live, where roughly more than one person out of five is officially classed as being a poor.
Right.
That's what they've done to the once golden state.
Yeah, they did this on purpose.
Their power, which is all that matters to them.
Power is all that counts, isn't it, for these
right.
crazy Democrats?
Yep.
I call them the dumb and crappies, or demon rats, like Judge Pirro.
There's a fascinating study out, as you doubtless saw, this week, and that is, according to research, oddly enough, in Sweden, they now calculate there is a biological tendency. Evidence shows wanting to run for office, for political office, can be genetically inherited. And they add, of course, they're not sure whether this is a tendency to run for office or to want to rule others, in which case it could be called a disease. But it's not an accident that Justin Trudeau followed in Pierre Elliott Trudeau's footsteps. It's not an accident that Al Gore followed in his father's footsteps, or George W. Bush did in his, and so on. there apparently is a genetic tendency to want to run for office and hold power if your father or grandfather did that. Now, why this is interesting is there's also new research out that suggests, you remember in the days when we were young, it was kind of a standard joke that maybe you're bald because your mother was frightened by a bald milkman.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, that was a distinction between Darwinian evolution and Lamarckian evolution. Darwinian evolution said you are descended from creatures that tended to have long necks and eat leaves at the top of trees. Lamarckian evolution said the giraffe got a longer neck by reaching for those leaves. And now it turns out there may be more to Lamarckian evolution than we used to think.
I think you're right. I think that it modifies your genetic code by your behavior. Right?
Exactly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is between now and the spring, the Democrats are going to commit geopolitical suicide. This meeting in the White House, where they even attacked, Pelosi attacked the manhood of Donald Trump. And then she wants the cameras removed so that the discussion would be private. Trump wants it public because he wants it to be fully exposed what the Democrats' agenda is. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't have enough votes yet to be anointed the speaker, so she has to kowtow to the uber left in the Democratic Party that wants no part of allowing Trump to succeed in any area, including building the wall or improving the economy. In fact, like you mentioned, the comedian on late night TV, they want to crash the economy because that's their last resort to actually get rid of Donald Trump, is to crash the economy so he can't be reelected. Period. It's that bad, isn't it? And by the way,
right,
from the Big Short movie.
I mean, for example, Bruce Springsteen, the same musician who is a leftist by his own inclination. Bruce Springsteen has said there isn't a single Democrat out there running so far who can beat Trump. They can't even come close because Trump has the ability to speak to working people, and none of these egomaniac Democrats do.
Right.
They all come across like highfalutin, over-college educated, pretentious, liberals, well, like Macy Hirono of Hawaii, one of their senators. She's the same one who told men to shut up during the Kavanaugh hearings. Well, Macy Hirono just the other day said, the big problem we have as Democrats is we're so smart and we know so much that it alienates ordinary people.
You're kidding.
That's a way to win over the working class of America. But that's
right.
What Democrats actually believe. They believe they are an elite. They are superior to all of us. They're entitled to shove down our throats whatever they want because they're superior.
Oh, my.
Inferior.
And that includes people like Occasional Cortex, we call her. We've changed her name, by the way, I and Josh Bernstein, so it's not Ocasio-Cortez. It's Occasional Cortex. Do you like that?
I like that.
Which means occasionally she has a brain cell, but most of the time it's confused.
No, and she is proposing an agenda of things like Medicare for all that when analysts added up what it would cost, it would basically double the cost of the federal government today. It would double taxes for the Americans who do pay taxes. It would basically destroy the economy. It would destroy...
Well, you don't take a broken system. Firstly, if you want to fix health care, and I have these bullet points that sent Trump a year and a half ago, but he hasn't responded. And I'm going to resend it, and I've got a new back channel through Scott Adams to Trump and his family. Number one, you get rid of state licensure. Number two, you get rid of malpractice and have mediation. Number three, you allow alternative and functional and preventive medicine. Number four, you control the price of drugs and alternative. You number let people write all the cost off of their nutraceuticals and alternative care. You stop persecuting doctors and provide new alternative measures. You allow a new pathway for people to become certified to be doctors, including nurse practitioners who can certify, or EMTs that want to become a surgeon. And if they're an EMT and they've been, or let's say a medic in the military, already putting chest tubes in the battlefield, and they go and certify and learn all the skill sets and pass and go to the surgical centers to prove they had know how to do the procedure, presto change, they're a surgeon. And what I see happening is the healthcare system, I think it's two out of three doctors in the United States are foreign trained. That's okay, but we need also self-trained, basically people that are, let's say, in healthcare professions for years, like nurses or nurse practitioners, or other people that can train up and learn the database and then prove they have the physical skill sets to do the other things. I mean, it's the same as a residency, as far as I'm concerned, or an internship. So what I see happening is the healthcare system is sick. It's expensive. We got too many lawyers. We got too many state licensing boards that want to persecute doctors that want to do new innovative care at a fraction of the cost. And they don't want the model to change. And the drug companies are getting away with murder, and the vaccine companies are getting away with murder. And the system itself is too expensive and meddlesome, and it will bankrupt the country, and it won't lengthen human lifespan. It'll actually increase the number of people dying and having a toxic effects of death due to drugs and unnecessary surgery. That's my opinion. And
sure, the immediate challenge, of course, that we have is the number one funding entity for the Democratic Party is organized labor. The number two funding entity for the Democratic Party is trial lawyers.
Right.
That's where they get their money. And so they're not going to do very much to reduce the income of trial lawyers.
Well, the biggest defect in our country is too damn many trial lawyers.
Of course.
Too many actions of law.
We have, just to emphasize what you're saying, four times more lawyers just in the city of Los Angeles than they have in the entire nation of Japan.
Wow.
Four times more trial. So, and that's not the country.
I'll try to make a good income.
Los Angeles.
Just L.A. Wow.
Just L.A. So that's the challenge. And, of course, as I say, they are one of the two top funding groups for Democrats.
Isn't that amazing?
But you see, lawyers, as we like to say, who are capitalists and who write about economics, as I do, lawyers are interesting because they violate some of the most fundamental laws of economics. For example, if you have twice as many stores manufacturing something for an audience, then the price is going to be driven down by the competition. But the irony is, in a city that has only one lawyer, he can't find enough work to support him. But in a city with two lawyers, there's more than enough work for both of them.
Because they actually are conflicting each other, making money by involving a dialectic of opposition.
Because one is always suing and making work for the other.
Right.
So they make work for each other.
Wow.
So they're tremendously... But you see, that's totally opposite what you would expect from supply and demand free market economics. And rightly so, because, of course, living in a world of lawyers is very different from living in a world of justice or reasonable human behavior.
Right. Which is why in the kingdom, when God Jesus returns us as the bridegroom for the bride, us, there's no such thing as law, police, military forces, or even money. None of those things exist in the future kingdom.
Yeah, it's interesting because St. Paul in the Bible was trained in two professions. He was trained to be a lawyer, and he was trained to be a tent maker.
Right.
And the rationale behind that was, when the law breaks down, during a state of war, during a state of chaos or invasion, you can't make a living by practicing law. The law courts aren't working. So therefore, you go to a chieftain or a family or whatever, and you say, I will make a tent for you if you'll feed me for the next week. In other words, you can go back to barter. You don't need to have stable money or anything else. You can live with other people at the level of barter. And Paul could do that. That's why he was trained to be both a lawyer and a tent maker.
Wow. Clever, eh?
Because people will always need tents.
And people always need their help.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have the Wild West of health right now. I mean, I don't endorse any of the new supplements or technology that's advertised on my show because they're not trained to the level they need to be in order to actually do at the top level where they can do testing, et cetera, and consultation and validation of what their products are going to do. We have the very highest quality and consultation and testing. So when we come back, we'll talk more about what's likely to happen. I think that the direction of the election will be determined by the spring with the behavior of the lack of collaboration between the Democrats, the demon rats, or the dumb and crappies, and Trump. It's going to be ugly, isn't it?
It is.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and please continue analysis. I think you're going to see a lot of these crazy attacks by the Dems against Trump. This arrest of this lady with the cell phone company that was doing some, they say, backroom deals with Iran, I think was all an attempt to actually destroy the chances of a deal between Trump and Xi. Can you expand on that, please?
Yeah, in my article, it was out Monday at WorldNet Daily. I went into that. She is the number two executive and the daughter of the founder of the Chinese electronics giant Huawei. And she was arrested virtually at the moment that Trump sat down to meet with Xi Jinping in Argentina at the G20 meeting there. This I interpret as did David Goldman, also known as the writer Spengler, writing in Asia Times, that this is not very likely to be anything Trump did. She was targeted by the deep state here, by undercover Democrats, still working in the bureaucracy, still working in the Justice Department, and so on. So that warrant was issued to make Trump's ability to negotiate with China or achieve any success at that as difficult as possible. It, of course, put China in a face-saving exercise, having to threaten revenge against the West. And in fact, they have revenge so far. They have apprehended a former U.S. diplomat in China, and they've locked him up. So it's captive against captive at this moment. And you're going to see that kind of thing 1,000 times over between now and the 2020 election, as Democrats do everything they can to undermine Trump's success and damage the economy, so Trump will not be able to run on a good economy in 2020.
Well, what will they run on? I mean, they don't have anything, do they?
Except is the irony. You know, they have the press, and the press means that everything that goes wrong with the economy, even though the Democrats now control the House, where all spending and all taxing bills must originate by law, they are going to be held blameless everything will be blamed on Trump, his incompetence, his doing things wrong. No Democrat will ever be blamed for any mistake.
That's amazing that they can lie like that. Isn't it amazing?
I mean, they'll be rigging the news formats.
Well, I don't think the public are that stupid. I have a feeling most of the public are what we call viciously ignorant. Even though they're longtime Democrats, they know that Trump is trying to do the right thing for America. And the Democrats are destroying the party, so the walkaway movement from Democrats and even the movement that's double that from independents is moving toward becoming Republican. So despite all this stuff, Trump's around 49% popularity, which is unbelievable considering all the bad press he's had.
Well, it shows just how unpopular Democrats were. This was my point. The voters had thrown Democrats out of the House, out of the Senate, out of the White House. They were basically taking away their power altogether. That's the real vote of the American people on what they think of the Democrats. So the Democrats have now begun rigging elections. They continue their effort frantically to replace the American citizen electorate with an illegal alien electorate, starting in California and very soon elsewhere. So you will see massive numbers of rigged elections. But look at the kind of silliness there is, for example, right now in this attack on Trump paid off some loose women. And this proves that he violated election law. No, every major lawyer who knows about that says it's perfectly legal for Trump to pay bribes if he wants, especially when he's doing it with his own money, not his campaign money.
Right.
Meanwhile, what is Congress like with these rhino Republicans and these standard left-wing Democrats? Well, under the Congressional Accountability Act, over the last 10 years, the government has spent $17 million in taxpayer money paying off women who were accusing congressmen of doing immoral things. $17 million taxpayer dollars.
Right.
In other words, doing the same thing they're accusing Trump of, only much, much worse, because they're using your money and mine to do it, not Trump's money. And, gee, that's all just being swept under the rug. Oh, well, now, there was an attempt last year. They created H.R. 4494, the Congressional Accountability and Hush Fund Elimination Act, which was supposed to get rid of this fund for bribing loose women by Congress. Understand, by the way, John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, Blake Farenthold, Republican of Texas, have both been users of this fund. But apart from them, everyone else who uses it, their name is kept secret. The women are just bought off, and that's that, and the congressman never gets named. This is a bill that would have started naming them, and it was sponsored by a lot of Democrats and Republicans. The only catch is, once they sponsored it, they just dropped all effort to pass it. They just stuck it in a back drawer and made it go away, so they can claim that they were taking action against it, when in fact they weren't doing anything to name any of these guilty congressional lawmakers at all. If Nancy Pelosi is serious about being better than Donald Trump, the first thing she should do is make public every Democrat and every Republican who was, in fact, using taxpayer money to pay off women who'd been sexually abused by congressmen.
Right.
Do you think she'll do it?
No.
No, of course not, because that would eliminate a lot of very powerful congressmen, especially Democrats. And so, we see this kind of hypocrisy. The public should just be laughing at the Democrats for even attempting to make an issue out of this with Trump. It is so ludicrous, so dishonest, so legally flawed, and so hypocritical. But then, as we've learned to say about people on the political left, you know, if it weren't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all. And so this is their standard.
Yeah, and they're selectively blind.
Wrongdoing while accusing Trump of doing far less than they're doing.
Well, they're selectively blind. I mean, but the fact is, this will, there's a lot of people that even the Democrats are, they've been voting even for generations, Blue Dog Democrats, we call them, and others, and independents. They're sitting on the fence waiting to see what's going on, and I think they're going to be convinced. It's very often you'll see the first term of a president, they lose the House. But I think this is going to be reversed tremendously because I think that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer's behavior is going to guarantee that Trump is going to sweep through. And I don't think they can destroy the economy without getting sideswiped by this. And you know, one of the main things is driving up the interest rates. And I think Trump is going to probably fire, if this continues, the head of the Fed. He can do that. He doesn't need the Congress. He fires the Fed, puts a new chairperson, puts a new person better than, say, Bill Barr at the head of the the intel agencies of the Attorney General's office.
Of course, the head of the Fed right now, Trump already appointed.
He can appoint another person.
I know, but I'm just saying that would be the argument against that.
Yeah, but the thing is that if he's raising interest rates, it's directly in opposition to Trump. I mean, he's lots of people around Trump that, to me, are trying to stab him in the back.
Oh, I know. When Obama was president, interest rates were held for 8 years at essentially zero.
Right.
Which meant that the government and big corporations could borrow money for nothing.
You know, like that, it's like that song from the Money for Nothing and the Chicks for Free. Remember that song?
Yeah, Dire Straits.
Dire Straits, yeah. It's the same song.
Remember it well.
Yeah. Money for nothing and the chicks for free, you know. And people say, no. I said, that's exactly what the Dems are doing. During the Democratic time of Obama, there was no interest rate hike. So
right, and now Barack Obama is out on the speech circuit, and what is he saying? He's saying that he is the one responsible for Trump's economic prosperity.
He's delusional.
Even though there was nothing but squalor for 8 years under Obama, it was a disaster.
That's why we call him the Abominator.
Well,
he's like the geopolitical terminator of America.
Yeah, it's right? A Democrat advantage. When your average voter has an IQ of 93... as the Democrats do, that's a tremendous advantage. You don't have to say anything rational, logical, or factual.
I don't think it's a matter of just stupidity. I think it's a matter that a lot of them are tied to it because of poverty and the free lunch.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, what's the solution to this problem?
Solution?
Yeah.
Well, you have to make government smaller. I mean, the difficulty is, when government gets big, the people get small. When
right.
the people get big, government gets small.
Right.
We have to go back to the values of our founders, dare I say it,
right.
Who believed that people were big, that the whole purpose of the system we were setting up here was to let you fulfill your dreams, not to make you some serf pulling heavy blocks so that Hillary Clinton could build a pyramid to her own glory, or any other egomaniacal president. In other words, the purpose of government is to serve you, not vice versa.
Exactly. Now, how do you do that? What's the steps?
Well, among other things, there has to be a great deal of resistance to big government. There has to be a serious voting demand of the populace to say we're not going to vote for Democrats. We recognize Democrats are criminals, and they're going to be eliminated as best we can make possible by how we cast our votes. And ultimately, if they persist in establishing a dictatorship here as they are in Europe with the European Union, you may have to do what your ancestors did. You know, we forget that when we talk about American exceptionalism, it is true, and it's even genetically true, because we were among that 2% of the human race that picked up from where we were born and said, I'm going to seek opportunity somewhere else, like on the other side of the world, and be willing and able to move wherever there is more opportunity. You know, when America becomes like the country your ancestors fled from in search of freedom and opportunity, then it's time to flee from America. And we may yet be facing that situation. But
you know, one in six Americans, by the way, on this poll they did, you're talking about 150 people worldwide want to move to America. One in six Americans want to move away from America.
A very small number right now.
Obviously. Yeah, relatively.
But because we're not that desperate yet, in fact, the American people showed by voting for Donald Trump that a great potential change is happening here, as is in Europe and elsewhere. When England votes for Brexit, when the American people vote for Trump against all the prominent leaders of the Republican Party, you know, we have been betrayed by both political parties in this country. We need to understand that that is not going to continue, at least over us. Either it's going to go away or we're going to go away. But they're not going to continue to enslave us.
My feeling is that between now and 2020, Trump is going to destroy the Democratic Party, that the uber-left and socialists are going to be destroyed. The Trump's going to come up with
to God's ear.
Simple solutions are going to fix health care piecemeal. Not one giant health care bill like Obamacare, but piecemeal. Things like getting rid of the donut and health care with drug costs, controlling drug costs, maybe getting rid of things like malpractice and moving toward mediation. Giving things where alternate forms for certification of people in health professionals like nurse practitioners becoming providers and doctors. I think that when you start seeing these piecemeal things like preventive care centers and so on that's being set up where they can get blood tests and quantum testing and so on and find out what's wrong before they have a catastrophic illness. And then alternative ways of treating things. I mean, this is expanding rapidly, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. And there are signs that give us minor hope. You know, when Mr. Avenetti, well, for example, when Stormy Daniels, the prostitute who broke her non-disclosure agreement with Donald Trump, was suddenly hit with a judgment that she must now pay Donald Trump $296,000 in legal expenses because of her obscene attempts to undo him.
To blackmail him, basically.
Yeah, when Mr. Avenetti was ordered by a court a few days ago to give his estranged wife his Ferrari, his stake in a private jet, and $160,000 a month. You know, all these things give us a certain amount of hope.
Right.
That justice can be found. And, of course, we have the quandary of Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, who used to boast that he would be willing to take a bullet for Donald Trump.
Right.
As most people don't appreciate, the son of a Holocaust survivor. But instead, he appears in every fashion to be stabbing Trump in the back to protect himself for wrongdoing in other ways that has so far landed him 36 months in prison and may get him more.
Right.
So what will come of that, we don't know. But I don't think he should be ready for a presidential pardon anytime soon.
Well, I think when you turn on President Trump enough, his pardon days are over. Whereas Manafort, who's stuck by President Trump, is almost certainly going to get a pardon, isn't he?
He should. I mean, Mr. Manafort, certainly, you can argue, is a criminal in many ways, but in nothing that implicates Trump. And what we're now seeing is the Mueller effort to carry out what amounts to torture in the Tower of London. You know, oh, you won't say what we want you to say against Trump. Well, now we're going to subject you to the Iron Maiden, and now we're going to tear your fingernails out one by one, and now we'll send you to whatever next torture we can think of. Our General Flynn, who the FBI agency interviewing him said Flynn was not lying, and yet he was charged with lying.
Yeah, that's because Mueller has become a
son. Imagine this. This general has already lost his home, and then Mueller threatens to put his son in jail for 10 years on a pretext, unless Flynn will give the kind of testimony that Mueller wants. This is not a justice system.
It's a star chamber. It's a star chamber.
I mean, I'm reminded of that famous scene, I guess it was in Man for All Seasons, in which they finally find some young man who will testify against the former Chancellor of England because Henry VIII wants it. And finally, Sir Thomas More steps up to him and just says, "Well, I see you have beautiful new finery on now. So what title did they give you for inventing this testimony against me?"
Right.
And he said, "I am now the Sheriff of Wales." And Thomas More looks at him. This is, of course, Robert Bolt's famous dialogue.
Right.
Or one of his famous dialogues. And says to him, "Oh, my son, if he had given you England, that would be one thing. But to sell your soul to the devil for Wales." I mean, it's basically...
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
That's what we have. We have Michael Cohen, who has decided to sell his soul to the devil for Wales. I mean, it's really very sad, because Trump has many failings, but he's light years beyond the people on the left trying to bring him down.
Right. And, of course, I think he needs to be more Trumpian. I'd like him to do the following. Send the troops into Mexico and Central America to clear up the cartels. Build a wall with the Army Corps engineers in the Pentagon and stop trying to negotiate with the Dems. Start a parallel investigation. Replace Bill Barr, used to be the Attorney General 92-93 for George Bush Sr., which means he's a rhino Republican, with a real hard guy that's going to actually start a parallel investigation against Mueller, Comey, etc., and the Clintons. Those are just the top things I think you should do.
Well, that would be exciting. The difficulty Trump has, of course, that you suggested, is he's not just being betrayed by the Democrats. He's also being stabbed in the back by the Republicans.
But I think he should have an inside track of who they are and fire them. Just start cleaning them out. I mean, to me, Kelly was incompetent, and he was filtering out people like us trying to contact him. For example, if you, I, and experts were able to talk to Trump, he might have done a different pathway, but he's getting bad options by the people around him that are globalists or a neocon GOP, and they're giving him no options. Trump's big problem is he had bad advisors around him, and then he has no options, right?
Right. Well, I mean, this was his first political office. He had bought many political offices. He understood how politics works because he used to be a major contributor to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. That's part of the irony of his talking back to them now. He understands they're just bought and sold lackeys.
Absolutely. We're coming back next hour. Can you stay for a while?
I can stay for 15 minutes or so. I'm just horrible cold.
I understand, but you're doing very well. This is important issues. I have a feeling before before Passover, for the angel, death angel for the Democrats passes over, I think by the spring you're going to see the death of the Democratic Party very evident. You say the long, bony finger of the Skeletor in his blonde black robes will be pointing his finger at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but their days are numbered, aren't they?
They are. And we'll give people how to get that free booklet, too.
Absolutely. Let's do that when we come back.
Hang with us.
Okay.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.